Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Fashion Session. And this is your host, Laszlo, broadcasting from blogtalkradio.com. And yes, this has definitely been a long time since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. And it definitely feels good being back. And this is my new podcast that I am and currently starting up. And it is, as you can see, called The Classroom, where we will be discussing different current events and different worldly topics that basically affect our world. And we'll be chiming in our opinions and our thoughts on certain current events that are plaguing our world. And this is your host, Laszlo. And this is basically the pilot episode that I'm doing. This basically going to give you an update on what's going on. Definitely has been a few years since I've been on Blog Talk Radio, because it's like a long story. And it's like a lot of legal issues and everything like that. But yeah, it definitely feels good being back. And just wanted to give you a couple of updates on what's going on. I'm in the process of getting the social media started up and getting like the Twitter and the Facebook. So you can follow us on all forms of social media in order to chime in on different topics, or you can chime in on like whatever topic that you do want to hear from us. And definitely other than that, this is mainly just get the update episode. I don't know if any of you guys remember, but I guess when I won this fight before, it was under a few different show names, such as Entertaining America, and also I did a little bit of a poetry thing on here too, but it has definitely been at least, it has to be at least over 10 years or so since I've been on here, and it actually feels good being back. And one of the main topics that I do like want to discuss is contingency that we have going on right now with everyone going at war with each other, with the current movement that's going on right now. People getting quote unquote offended by what others say, and with the whole movement of trying to protect the kids, because right now, as you've probably definitely seen within the past year or two, with a lot of these gender reassignment clinics, these certified doctors are coming out right now that are basically telling your kids that maybe that you pick up a basketball, or you seen you bouncing a basketball, so that now just by you doing that, basically they're trying to convince your kids that they should be a boy or a girl, which definitely isn't right, because one of the things personally feel that, I don't know what fucking kids nowadays would, 4 to 5 or 6 year old would be able to make a life changing decision such as what gender they should be, because it is ridiculous, because now they're administering these, as you would say, life altering surgeries that, first off, is going untested,
and also is and they've been going untested, and then on top of that, we got the surgeries that they're doing that it's irreversible. Like a lot of these doctors are fucking coercing these kids to fucking do certain surgeries that they may fucking regret later on in their life. And you're starting to see this now because now there's the fact that there are people that may have fucking reassigned that are coming out and regretting this whole decision because they were either too young or don't know what was going on. They didn't fully understand like the consequences of their actions, and now it's one of those things where it's too late to turn back, and that's one of my biggest issues now, especially when it comes to like these quote unquote specialists out now that are getting paid thousands of dollars to coerce these impressionable kids to undergo the knife, especially when they're not at an age where they can fully understand what's going on, because it's freaking ridiculous at this point. If you look at the statistics and actually look at the charts that are out right now, as of maybe like 10, 15 years ago, there are maybe two or three gender reassignment clinics that were even out doing such things, and just the fact of within a matter of 10 years, now there's hundreds that are doing these untested surgeries to these young kids without even informing them of what can go wrong, what their mental health is, like, and how it will affect them later on in life. Because like, as you know, like as a parent, I would hope that you would guide your kids into the right path so that they'll be able to think for themselves, but be able to instill certain morals that they'll be able to ultimately be able to make responsible decisions. But that's the best. Ridiculous narrative, because I mean, first of all, like these hormone blockers that they're trying to give them, these are, I got to look through my notes to see exactly what the specific name of the medicine that they were giving, but it was research that showed that the same drugs that they're giving these kids, the quote-unquote telling them is reversible, which is not, is the same drugs that they were giving to these registered sex offenders and using to sterilize these kids. We're using to sterilize the sex offenders, but now they're using to sterilize children, and now it's basically fucking stopping them from ever reaching any kind of where they may, basically making them sterile, which is, and now they're creating a whole generation of not only people that won't be able to reproduce, but also you can brainwash a whole generation so that now, and a thing that's also ridiculous too is the fact that now in this day and age right now, you're going to get thrown in jail for quote unquote misgendering your kid because one daddy decided to say, oh, I'm a boy or I'm a girl. And for whatever fucking reason, these lawmakers and politicians nowadays are making laws and saying, oh, well, by you not going by whatever made-up pronoun that they've created, now you're going to serve time in jail because of words. Now you have your whole life ruined. Now you have a record. Now you fucking ineligible to fucking have the life that you wanted to have, all because of someone's feelings were hurt because you didn't call them whatever ridiculous gender or pronoun that they wanted to go by, which is ultimately fucking bringing forth the destruction of this country, because now we have a whole generation of kids that don't know what the hell they want or what the hell they want to be, because you have to understand that children are impressionable. They change their minds just like how the wind blows. One day the wind might be blowing one way, then the next it's blowing another way. So that's about as fickle as their minds are. But so one day they might say they're a boy, and the next day they might not know what the hell they fucking kids will change their favorite colors. Like they might like blue today, and all of a sudden they like fucking red or purple fucking next day. Just because they fucking changed it, just because they say one thing doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be absolutely the same the next. Which is fucking ridiculous, at least in my opinion, because I have no problem with you being what you want or doing what you want to do, but the thing is, at least give these kids the opportunity to grow and give them an opportunity to be able to make these decisions on their own, because it kind of reminds me of the old saying of a person that can't read well, they can't think well, and the person can't think well, someone else will do the thinking for them, which is kind of true in a way, because now you got these politicians, you got these doctors and all that doing the thinking for the kids, and doing the thinking for the parents, and now they're administering untested drugs and untested therapy and psychotherapy or whatever the hell else that they are trying to test now, and now causing irreversible damage once you start, it's over. And then you have these celebrities out here looking billions of dollars and rich, and their influence fucking unjustly given these fucking twisted narrative of like how like all their life is so great, this, that, and the third, but no, it's not. I consider this a mental illness. But other than that, man, let me just wrap this up a little bit, and I've basically come to the conclusion of, you can do what you want with your life, but please leave the kids out of this. But this has been a pilot episode of The Classroom, and please make sure you follow us on Twitter, follow us on all forms of social media. This is your host, Laszlo, and as I always say, in this world, we are not told that we are loved enough, so I tell you all, I love you.